Hey there! You are tuned in to your weekly dose of all things gay, The Kimbap Show, hosted by your Tita Gang, Z, Michi, and Isla.
This is your tita na mahilig sa glitters on her eyelids kahit ang tinikman ng araw at pawis na si Michi.
This is your titang morena na ayaw sa whitening products as much as possible. Sun-kissed pa rin mga ulol!
Sun-kissed pa rin mga ulol!
And you are listening to
The Kimbap Show, where we talk about all things K.
So ayun, kung first time nyo, feel ko naman madami mga returnees. Wow, char.
Wow!
Kung first time nyo makinig sa amin, kami isang weekly Filipino podcast that discusses K-pop, K-drama, K-beauty, K-food, and all things K. So welcome, welcome, welcome!
Hello! And that's right, unfortunately, absent CZ in this episode because of health reasons.
Get well soon,
Get well soon, tita. And at the end of the episode, we will finally announce the winner of the Dynamite Cassette and Vinyl giveaway. So yes, ngayon na kami nakapag-announce kasi long overdue. And manapit din kaming backlogs. So
yeah,
ngayon na kami nakapag-ano ng roleta. Anyway,
pasensya na po. Pero ayun, pakinggan nyo yung episode and watch out for the announcement. Diba? Exciting.
So yeah.
Pero ayun, anyway, tonight's episode is another episode that we would like to do for Women's Month. So tonight, we will be discussing the beauty standards in Korea, how it affects Korean society, and of course, how it affects Filipinos as well.
Yes.
Kasi tayo, alam mo na.
Sobrang prevalent.
Ko.
Kasi, whatever is trending online, sinusunan na rin natin mga Pinoy, and that already includes yung mga makeup tips, makeup brands.
True.
I mean, don't lie to yourself. We all want a peri-pera lip tint at one point. So,
period.
Ay, by the way, nga pala, if may i-mention kaming brands, just so you know that this episode is not sponsored.
Yes.
Hindi kami sponsored ng kung anong brands na mention namin. Pero, if you are working with these brands, baka naman, di ba?
Baka naman. Breaker. Anyway, ayun. Medyo serious ulit yung magiging tone ng episode na ito kasi parang critique siya on modern society. On modern Korean society and of course modern Filipino and modern society in general. So, without further ado, let us start our discussion. So, Korean beauty standards. Sino ba sa mga Korean celebrities yung kinoconsider na like diyosa?
Oh my god.
Yung like sobrang sakto yung ano nila.
It's a long list. Diba?
Pero si Irene kasama siya.
Siguro
siya
on top of my head, si Yuna. SNSD's Yuna.
Ganon.
Kasi si, ano, ang pure niyang tingnan.
Yeah, totoo. Ang pure niyang tingnan. Tapos like, para siyang girl next door na pwede mong pakilala kay, ano, hi tita, this is my girlfriend. Pero parang nakukuha niya yung dalagang Koreana na charm. On top of our heads, yun yung like makakonsider namin na diyosang-diyosa in Korean beauty standards. Pero sa Korea kasi yung like maganda daw doon. Like according to some YouTube videos, according to some articles, kapag slim figure, small face, tapos V-shaped yung jaw, tapos pale yung skin, straight yung eyebrows, tapos kailangan flawless, tapos malaki mata. So sa standard sa Korean beauty, parang merong standard sa face and skin, merong standard sa body. So let's talk about the face and skin standards muna. So sa face daw, kailangan bright yung skin, tapos flawless. Tapos kailangan malaki yung mata, tapos double eyelids.
Pero, small face, jawline, tapos may aegyosal ka. Aegyosal, like yung parang, I wouldn't say it's an eye bag, pero parang, Parang ganun na din.
Parang may ano dito, sa ilalim ng mata. Diba? Parang may bag.
Oo. Parang may bag, pero taba siya. Hindi siya yung malalim.
Which, ano daw yun eh, parang indicator of youth.
May
Eme. Pag may egyasal ka daw, mas mukha kang bata. Pero yun, parang very ano yung standards nila pagdating sa space.
Oo, it's so, it parang gusto nila maging doll-like in,
yeah.
In a sense na, when you think about it, it doesn't really look realistic. Kasi parang, parang hindi siya proportional for me na malaki yung mata mo. Pero, dapat yung structure ng mukha mo, it's like really small. So, dapat, kung
50% eyes.
Oh, 50% eyes. Tapos yung labi mo naka-gradient man lang or something. Yung mayroon sa lip, parang bright yung lips mo, pero dapat naka-gradient or something. Tapos, I really don't like the term egyosal. I'm so sorry. Para lang siyang taba for me.
Yeah. Pero yun nga, parang Korean society associates it with cuteness and being young.
Oh, and also, it's like, being fair, it's an indication of social class.
Yung whiteness kasi, parang indicator siya of social class. Pero not in the sense na it's anchored to Western colonialism. Not because they want to be white people. Mm-mm. Pero kasi parang Asians have had a long history. Asians, East Asians in particular, have had a long history na kapag mas maputi ka, parang you belong to the upper class kasi hindi ka na aarawan.
Ay, oo.
Hindi ka nagtatrabaho sa palayan kasi yung mga workers, for example, yung mga farmers, yung mga nagtatrabaho sa labas, parang sila yung exposed sa araw. So kapag naaarawan sila, syempre nagda-darken yung skin tone nila. So as history dictated it, parang that skin color became associated with lower social class. So, yun nga, yung pagiging puti, na-associate na rin siya sa social class.
Oo.
Kaya, parang, yung classism din sa ano, may... sa East, sa Asia!
In general, okay. Yeah!
Oo. Parang,
it's prevalent na,
oo.
When the years going by, parang, hindi siya, it doesn't make sense anymore. As much as anyone can say na ano, Asia is being colonized, it's not really the case for every Asian countries. Like for Filipinos, we have a rooted history of colorism because of being colonized. Meanwhile, East Asia has that issue based on their history within their own country. And, ano pa ba? Yung mga ganung cases na yon. So, for anyone saying na, ano, these East Asians wanting to be, or have colorism because of potential Western colonialism, I mean, it's not really like that.
It's not how they look at it. Parang, they just have a preference for white skin because since they were young, their history has socialized them to think na white skin is equated with wealth, with beauty,
with privilege.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So yun, kaya mas gusto talaga nila ng maputi. Tapos apart from that, kailangan yung mata mo din malaki, 50% eyes nga kasi, 50%. Diba? Kasi your jawline has to be very sharp.
Oo. Kasing tulis ng lapis mong Mongol.
Oh my God! Yung tipong ano, it can cut na, ganun.
Oo. Pwede na siya pang cut ng mga manok, ganun.
Nakakaloka. So, yun yung standards for face and skin. Meron ding standards for the body.
The body.
So, ito talaga yung isa pang na-impluensyahan din ng K-pop.
Oo.
So, kailangan may slim figure ka to be considered beautiful in Korea. Mm. But the thing is, you should be skinny, but you should also have curves. Ano yun? Ano yun, noodle?
Ano, parang...
Paano yun?
Skinny na may curves.
Kasi yung parang gusto nila, wider hips. Parang may S-line. Pero, dun sa part na sa taas, kailangan... and sa baba. Kailangan thin pa flat. Rin talaga. Pero kailangan may S.
May laman yung likod mo or something.
Something like that. So, parang, ano sila sa standard na yun, na you have to be like this in order to be considered beautiful.
Height has no impact with this, diba? Height? It's not an option, right? Na kailangan maging matangkad ka. No, diba?
I mean, dapat sakto yung height mo. Like, not too tall but not too short.
Yun.
Yung pang model na physique.
So, can you imagine, no? Ang payat mo, tapos gusto ng society, malaman yung likod mo, and then, gusto din ng society na sakto lang yung height mo, mga, na hindi dapat 6-footer, hindi ka dapat 4-footer, dapat lang 5-footer, like, oh my god.
5'5", 5'2", yun na yung sakto.
Yun yung sakto, height. Like, oh ang hirap naman nun.
Diba, parang, ang limited ng kailangan mong gawin, ang limited ng dapat mong gawin, tapos, in order to achieve this perfect body, perfect body, quote-unquote. Parang, kailangan very strict ka sa diet mo. Like, kalimbawa, may scenario yung isang YouTuber na napanood ko sa diet ni IU. Parang, in one day, she eats one apple, 2 sweet potatoes, and 1 protein shake. Kaya mo? Ako hindi.
Sino nagsabi niyan?
Shinare lang sa ano eh. Shinare sa forum, tapos parang tinry daw nung iba. Hindi nila kaya. Pang isang, ano lang yan, pang isang meal.
Ay, may na-encounter akong YouTuber ata. Natry niya yung diet ni Wendy na isang apple lang a day. Girl, di niya kaya.
Ang hirap, kumain ng ganun. Tapos, kailangan mo ng nutrients.
Tapos, hectic yung schedule mo. So, kunwari, you're...
Tapos, sayaw ka pa ng sayaw.
Or fully book ka, like si, ano nga, si Ayu or si Jen... Well, I'm not saying that Jenny has publicized her diet plan, pero let's say you're kasing busy ka ni Jenny na perform ka and then you attend some meetings, ganito ganyan, and I don't know, basta yung mga you have to comply with your schedule, tapos yung diet mo lang it's apple, sweet potatoes, protein shake, and some tubig. Mm-hmm. Parang kulang kasi ang dami mong gagawin, you need energy for that. And if I were, I were to follow that diet, di ko susundan yan. I will not comply with that.
Di ko kaya. Like, I'm sorry, quit na ako. Gusto kong kumain. Ang sarap kaya kumain.
I'm not saying this because sanay na ako sa kanin, pero hindi ko kaya yan. Yung ganyang kalit na portion, no. If you want me to be active in the middle of a really hectic schedule, pakainin niyo ako ng bongka.
Yes, oh my god. Pero yun nga, parang since K-pop became so popular, tapos parang nasa-showcase sa TV and nasa-showcase sa popular media, parang people are saying, oh my god, ang ganda-ganda niya. Parang dahil doon sa mga nangyayaring ganun, parang mas na-promulgate yung standard na you have to be really slim but curvy in order to be beautiful. Na more women, na even though di sila K-pop idols, even though di sila celebrities, they become pressured to diet ng ganito in order to achieve that body.
Mm-mm.
Tapos may mga nakikita pa nga akong YouTube workouts eh. How to get that body
of
na parang
this idol.
A K-pop idol. Like how to get Jenny's body. Ganon.
Simple. Kay Jenny, Pilates lang yan. Sinabi niya sa documentary, Pilates lang yan.
Yeah.
Parang dahil sa K-pop, society has set themselves up na these K-pop stars are setting an example na ganito dapat yung gagawin mo for your health. When in reality, it's not like that. It still depends on your, well, the needs of your body. Yung mga tulad na there are diets na bagay sa'yo, there are diets na hindi bagay sa'yo, there are exercises na bagay sa'yo, there are exercises that isn't really for you. There's this saying from Irene Kim na I've learned recently, not everything is for everyone. And that should apply to, well, everything. Especially when it comes to your health and, well, diets. And with that in mind, because of the pressure to becoming pretty, there are instances such as Korean women trying to put on full face makeup, even in small things like pupunta ka lang sa convenience stores.
Oh, literally, like, kailangan naka-full makeup ka kasi minsan kapag di ka naka-makeup, papakialaman ka nila. Like, may kwento yung friend ko, Filipino siya, may kasama siyang friend, nag-soul sila. Tapos yung kasama niya, hindi naka-makeup. Oh. Tapos tinapik siya ng isang ajumma, parang mag-ano ka naman, mag-ayos ka naman.
Oh my God.
Parang pinapakialaman talaga nila. Like, kapag di ka naka-makeup, they will talk to you, parang they will tell you na mag-ayos ka naman, or they will like look at you in a bad way. Parang, oh my God, grabe, ano, nakaka-conscious.
Simpleng bibili ng one thing? Yan ang sinasabi?
Oo, nasa trend lang sila. Nasa trend sila. As in, ano, may pupuntahan lang somewhere. Parang casual lang. Tapos yun nga, di naka-makeup. Tapos yun. Huy, mag-ayos ka.
I really hate that term, mag-ayos ka. Like, I'm pretty sure that friend looks maayos naman. Hindi naman siya yung hindi off, but at the same time, pake mo ba? Pake nyo ba?
And diba parang nakita mo rin to sa True Beauty, diba? Like, himbawa, si Jugyong aalis, papuntang convenience store. Magme-makeup muna siya.
Pupunta ng ano, pupunta sa, kahit sa, hindi in and out, sa mga fast food stores, nako-conscious na siya bigla kasi parang, one hand, parang, I'm pretty sure wala akong ma-encounter na classmates from my new and old school, pero na-realize lang yun later na, ala, andito pala yung mga kaklase ko. So, parang nagpapatago na siya and stuff. Ay, which is really inconvenient to say the least. Is it a major inconvenience? Basta for me, it's an inconvenience na lang na I just want to do one thing, get this over with, and then papakailaman mo pa ako sa magiging itsura ko sa labas. Also, which leads us to the next point that people need and want to be presentable all the time. And I am guilty of this.
Parang kasi sa Korea and also in modern society, parang kailangan maayos yung lahat ng components sa sarili mo. Kailangan maganda ka, kailangan presentable ka. Kasi kung hindi, parang they will take it negatively against you. Yung parang, nakita ko nga yung isang article na sinabi na people are obsessed about women being, while people are obsessed with men becoming. So, yung potential ng men, yun yung parang na-explore more. Pero yung appearance ng women, yun yung fina-focus ng mga tao. Like, anong suot niya? Anong itsura niya? Bakit ganun yung makeup niya? Masyadong bright yung foundation niya. Like, even if, like, halimbawa, sa mga political, ano, sa mga, halimbawa, si Lenny Robredo, halimbawa, mag-speech siya. Bakit purple yung suot niya? Bakit nakasalamin siya?
Ay, diba, shit!
We're so focused on women's appearances na kahit na hindi naman related sa appearance nila yung ginagawa nila. Like, they're applying for a job, they are saying something important, even if they're doing something that is so unrelated to their appearance, people are still focusing on their appearance, and it's so annoying and it's so constricting at the same time. Kasi parang, kailangan mo maging maganda para pansinin ka, or kailangan mo maging maganda kasi kung hindi ka maganda, tapos parang walang makikinig sa'yo, walang yung mga salita mo mawawala ng weight, something like that. So it's like, ang hirap.
And the point kasi of looking good, it's for yourself. It's not for them. Yeah. Ay, naalala ko, when you mentioned about, ano, yung, like, si Lenny Robredo, naalala ko talaga yung, ano, yung, si Meghan Markle. When she was pregnant with Archie, she attended British Fashion Council Award. Naka-full black siya na dress. Isang shoulder, and then
one off shoulder.
Isang shoulder lang.
Off shoulder nga.
Ito, isa lang.
Na isa. Okay.
Tapos, her nails are painted in black. Tapos, nakita, na-encounter ko lang na article na parang, she broke the protocol kasi the royals can only use nude colors. Eh, si Meghan, she only used black. And I was like, Bakit nyo ba? She just wants black.
Royal family ka.
Pero diba, that's one of the points na din na parang, it's not for you. It's for Well, me.
Yeah.
Pero the thing kasi about Korean society and about this, kasi para siyang ano eh, para siyang thin line between self-expression and the need for self-preservation. Na parang makeup can be a form of self-expression. Mm-mm. Na okay lang if you don't put on makeup. And it's okay if you put on makeup. It depends on what you want. And that is what is, what should be. It depends on the person. If ayaw mag-makeup ng person, hayaan mo siya. Pero kasi in Korean society, it's the other way around. Yun yung thin line na sinasabi ko na parang, it's the need for self-preservation. They have to put on makeup in order to survive. And some of them think na, it's okay, it's a form of my self-preservation. But some of them also think na, I have to do this because if I don't put on makeup, I will not be able to get a good job. Like for example, sa job interviews, women have to put on good makeup. They have to wear professional clothing na maganda tingnan. Tapos yung picture nila sa resume, kailangan maganda. Kailangan perfect. Kapag hindi yun perfect, basura na.
Oh my God. Is that why hindi ako tinatanggap? Charot.
But yung mga in-applyan po ni Michi.
Huwag niyo ako i-ghost. Just say you don't like my face. Charot. Pero,
grabe naman.
Charot. Pero, come to think of it, if there is a line, there is always a time na the lines will always get crossed.
Yeah.
When it comes to, ano, crossing the line, there's only one rule that has to be followed. Na parang, beautiful women are more likely to achieve what social ladder and any type of success they want to attain. Which is true. Let's say na you want to start being a content creator for makeup. So here you are trying to start a YouTube channel, but you see yourself as a 7 out of 10. You work hard for your content, right? And then it takes you forever to rise up. Meanwhile, you've seen, I'm not gonna drop names, but you will see really beautiful people doing the same thing as you, and yet they get more successful easier and faster, which is hard to accept for you because both of you are only creating content on YouTube because you love it. Pero, yeah. It's difficult kasi no one really cares for the average face. People only care if you are really beautiful. And that sucks. Kasi, it really speaks so much on how the society really viewed women only in such as what? Piece of art more than human beings. Diba?
Parang aesthetic purpose. Yeah. Na, bawa, yung pinagtatrabahuan mo, hindi naman related sa modeling. Like, maybe, marketing. Oo. Na hindi naman ikaw yung magmo-model. Pero, titingnan pa rin nila yung mukha mo. Parang, okay ba to? Okay ba si boss dito? Parang ganun. Parang, what the fuck?
And actually nga, yung mga, yung simple things like yung mga thesis defense. Remember yung mga thesis defense that we have to put on really professional clothing and makeup? Tapos para sabihan na ano, para lang for the sake na may pasa tayo in some stuff. When that should not be the case at all. You get what I mean? Ang present mo yung work mo, tapos kailangan pati yung itsura mo perfect. Like, no! Ngayon.
Ayun nga, may thin line. Now, when does it get crossed? And when does it become, like, dangerous?
Mm-hmm. Ayun din.
Diba? Parang, minsan kasi parang, okay, I will put on makeup because I want to feel pretty, I want to be pretty, and I want to feel confident. Kasi sometimes makeup is equated with confidence, which,
true.
You know, I do. Mm. I do feel it. And yun lang, parang, at the same time, it is also equated with how it can be used as a weapon for the patriarchal society to equate a woman's worth to her face.
Mm-mm.
Which should not be the case. So we should
try
to transform that.
Tanggapin niyo na lang siguro na not everyone has good days, not everyone has good makeup.
Yeah.
Not everyone has a good makeup day.
People have flaws, period. We're not perfect. Oh. We're not dolls.
May times na ano.
Nangangamoy kami.
May times na ano, meron kaming blackheads, which is totally fine. May yes, times na ano.
Impulse.
May times na wala kaming blackheads, which is fine. Ano lang yan?
Which is perfect, actually.
Oh, okay lang. Normal.
Good hair days and good, ano, yung walang, ano, sa face mo. Oh my God.
Good serum days, bad serum days. Anyway, I think it's time to discuss that one thing, the other thing South Korea is known for, the hindi K-pop, and that is...
Plastic
surgery. Yan.
Yan. So, South Korea kasi yung isa sa mga countries na nasa... list of those with the highest rates of plastic surgeries, and I think it's the highest one in Asia. It's the one with the highest rate in Asia. So, sa isang survey in 2015, parang one-third of women from 19 to 29 years old have claimed to have had plastic surgery. And a lot of young women, like as early as 7 years old, dream of having plastic surgery. Like, when I get older, I'm gonna get this done. Something like that. So, it's normal.
Oh, it's normal na for them. Actually, it's sobrang normal. I remember yung, di ba sa, when we turn 18, di ba dapat, sa atin, sa Pinas, debut, quinceañera, or, I don't know, if ayaw yung debut, something,
kotse.
Oh, kotse, iPhone designer, anything. Sa Korea, the girls who turned 18, pinaka gusto nila, it's, yun, surgery. The optional na yung iba, pero ang priority nila, ang gusto nila magtanggap when they turn 18 is plastic surgery. Sa sobrang daming gusto magpa-surgery, as young as 7 years old, sobrang prevalent na yung plastic surgery ads, not only in subways, but also in social media, sa South Korean side ng social media.
Yeah.
And, There's actually I forgot the term, pero yung cosmetic tourism, if yun ba yung term doon, na parang
yung pupunta ka ng Korea para magpa-surgery.
Oo, and then may magbook ka ng,
'di ba, Korea and Thailand are known for this.
Oh, yung parang magbook ka ng ospital. Para papareserve ka doon, tapos doon ka na magpapakonsult and everything. Parang may package na yon na parang yung...
Grabe, bongga.
Oo, parang yung Airbnb, pero sa nasa hospital ka. If I made sense, na parang yung within those days, doon yung gagawin yung surgery mo, and yung duration ng trip mo, ito yung gastos mo, ito ganyan. Kasama na yung ano, accommodation, pagkain, alam mong gusto mong gawin sa Korea habang inaayos yung mukha mo. So, mga ganon. And also, ano, or another thing that makes plastic surgery really prevalent, it gave birth to such makeover shows like Let Me In.
Ano ba yung Let Me In?
Oh my God. I really can't believe I'm saying this, pero I saw the show when we had Mnet sa TV nung circa 2014. It's a South Korean plastic surgery and makeup program or reality show aired on a CJ Entertainment cable network named Story On. Me in the Let Me In, it means beauty in Korean.
Ah, right.
So, Let Me In. The first season of the show premiered on December 2011 and has since attracted great public attention locally and internationally. So, ang purpose, ang concept ng Let Me In, it's actually very, really simple. Each of the episode will follow a specific theme, and applications are based on the theme. So, for example, the theme of the episode is overly obese, so obesity. Then, the application criteria for that specific episode, it's for the women or for the people who are severely obese. So, applicants have to go through rounds and rounds of interviews. And then, out of the thousands.
OM.
Only two of them will be shortlisted as candidates for the final round of interview, voting, and filming, and do the
job. Ano yung pagbobotohan?
Ito na nga.
kung sino mas maganda, ganun.
Ito na nga. The candidates who have managed to gain an entrance pass to the show have a 50-50 chance. The contestant will have to go through another round of interview with MC Hwang Shin-hye, CEO Kim Jung-hee, makeup artist Lee Kyung-min, hairstylist Tae Hyang, and image stylist Shin Won-shik. So, ire-record yung footage ng interview. Ipapakita yung daily life, yung struggle, saan yung, bakit gusto niya ng surgery and all that stuff. Yung life story nila, basically. And then, my God, napanood ko talaga yung full show to. Diba na-interview na? Regardless kung heart-aching yung story mo, the final vote lands in the hands of the panel of surgeons from ID Hospital who were always being seen hidden behind the huge screen door. So, may panel of judges ng mga doctors behind the panels. Nakatago.
Nakakaloka.
Tapos yung interview, diba? After nung interviews ng dalawang candidates, may deliberation na nagaganap. O, diba? Drag race ka, girl. Charot. Siyempre, habang inaantay yung results, ayan na. I remember vividly yung ang pag-reveal ng contestants. Parang intense. It's basing yung ilaw, papatay ng ilaw and stuff. So basically, ang criteria it's how will plastic surgery help and benefit the candidate's daily life and ano yung limitations ng mukha niya. So, so basically, kung sino yung napili, siya yung makakuha ng surgery, ng makeover. So, diba, can you imagine how
parang ano, ang postmodern. So parang even getting plastic surgery is something that people have an opinion on.
Uh-oh.
Like, sino mas deserve na makakuha ng surgery? Pero you know, parang in relation to what I said earlier about self-preservation and survival, parang plastic surgery has been linked with better outcomes in life din, diba? Parang people do it because they think na they will get better opportunities after doing it, or they think na mas magiging confident sila after doing it, or you know, they want to live a new life, they really want to change.
They just want to reborn
drastically everything. Yeah, they want to be reborn and they want to have a new beginning with their new face, with their new parang without the other people that tormented them, for example, when they were younger. Parang, you can understand why it is popular.
I understand it.
Especially in a society such as Korea, na parang incentivized ka pa to do it, na parang hindi siya ganun kamahal, like, relatively. Hindi siya ganun kamahal, tapos parang the ads are everywhere, tapos parang yung pagpapackage pa na parang kung di mo kaya magpa-plastic surgery, ibig sabihin, mahirap ka.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they mentioned something like that. Oh my God, what the fuck? Parang, oh my God.
Hindi ko kaya.
Yeah, it's so normal.
Uh-oh.
And it's such an accepted, ano, it's such an accepted norm.
Oh, it's already a norm in South Korea. So, ano lang yun, it's as much as sobrang messed up ito for other people. For me, when I watched many Let Me In episodes, shout out sa cable TV, doon ko lang na-understand na parang there are people na who wanted help. And by surgery, it's one of their ways to help themselves and how they deal with their insecurity. Yeah. So, mas naiintindihan ko sila as much as it's painful to know their stories and their desires. Mm-hmm. Parang, intindihin mo na lang.
Kaya, honestly, medyo iffy ako sa mga tao na nagsasabi, ano ba yan, retokada naman yan eh. Without really understanding the context. Mm-hmm. Yung halimbawa, they're talking about Korean idols. Tapos, ayan, ano ba yan, puro retokada. And they're like, not understanding the context na in their country, it's normal. Mm-hmm. It's accepted and it's even encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, young children dream about it. But at the same time, it doesn't mean na parang it's 100% ethical or it's like 100% correct when its roots din naman are patriarchal or like parang may gender, may role pa rin na piniplay yung gender inequality dito in the sense na parang para maka-advance ka in society, you have to adhere to the patriarchal notion na you have to be pretty all the time.
Yes.
Pero yun nga, parang that is their way of surviving into this society. I hope na somehow, someday, it can change. And parang sana maging acceptable na, na even if you don't have, kung ayaw mong baguhin yung sarili mo, sana hindi na umabot sa point na kailangan mo nang gawin.
Yeah. It simply boils down to being, to have empathy with the ones who wanted to do it na lang.
Talked about the plastic surgery industry. And now we are talking about another popular
in
thing.
In Korea. Na hindi K-pop. Yeah. Na hindi K-pop.
Kimchi joke.
Hindi. It's
the makeup.
Makeup industry. Kimchi. Yes.
Grabe yung South Korea, grabe yung growth nila dito kasi parang nung nakaraang dekada, I mean 2 decades ago kasi new decade na tayo. Like 2 decades ago, wala sila sa top.
Shit.
Parang ano lang sila.
Shit.
Domestic market. Pero like in the new decade, grabe, as in 9th largest cosmetic market in the world. 2.8% of the global market. Tapos 13.1 billion sales in 2018. As in, grabe talaga yung parang na-boost ng makeup yung ekonomiya ng Korea. Me. Period.
Makeup and K-pop. Yun. Yeah. Yun ang pasalban ng ekonomiya.
Makeup, K-pop, plastic surgery, Samsung.
Ano pa? Gangnam Style? Charot.
Pwede. It acted as a bridge. Oh. It acted as a bridge.
Period.
Pero yun, parang very popular yung makeup and cosmetics industry from South Korea. Kasi parang, they introduced this new notion of beauty eh. Ikaw ba, Michi? Like, kasi, di ba, may ano ka in fashion. Like, what are the starking differences between US makeup brands, French makeup brands? Kasi yun yung talagang super popular. Parang sila yung leaders, di ba? And how does South Korea compare to it?
Oh my God. So, for American brands, Are you talking about yung usual makeup look nila?
Yeah. Like what is the makeup look promoted by American makeup brands? Like do they like matte lipsticks?
Okay.
Do they like the evening look?
Okay.
What ano yung norm doon?
So for America, it's mostly cut creases, smoky makeup, and actually, colorful makeup na inauuso ngayon eh. False eyelashes, matte lipstick, and though recently, majority of Americans are leaning towards lip glosses, blush-ons, yung para siyang ano, pang mukhang theatrical, pero in a way na it's unique to the person.
Ah, yeah. I can visualize it.
Intense foundation contour. Well, in intense foundation in a sense na, I hate to say it, but it's kind of makapal when you see how they apply their foundation, pero it looks even. Ayun. And for French makeup, they're not really into what America is doing. Their only focus is to look alive, so usually red lips, just some
red lip,
natural eyeshadows, some mascara, and may nauso ngayong ano yung face tint. It's like foundation, but it only covers your blemishes and mattifies your faces na din. Na hindi siya kasing heavy as a regular foundation. But they really love red lips. So, in comparison to Korea, ang dali sa Korea, they really want to look baby face, natural. Napapansin ko sa Korea, they are invested in pinks, corals.
Yes.
Tapos, yung
glittery eyeshadow, basta kanila yun naging uso.
Oo, actually, yeah.
Oo, diba? Oo.
Sa America, metallic. Sa America, may isang metals. Sa Korea, glitter. And then, napapansin ko rin na hindi sila obsessed with pigments. Ang importante, as long as you applied it and mukhang natural yung makeup sa mukha mo, then you're good. Meanwhile, sa America, if pangit yung pigmentation ng eyeshadow mo, itapon mo na yan. Oo, na-realize ko yun when I saw American YouTubers checking out the Korean beauty parlors. So, nairita sila. Ang common theme is they hate yung eyeshadows ng Korean na hindi ganun ka-pigmented. I was like, girl, you need more Googling. You don't be mad. You need more Googling for that and to understand.
Gusto ko minimix eh. Yung may matte eyeshadow tapos may ano.
May
glitters.
Oh, gawain.
Fusion pala. Fusion pala yung ginagawa.
Fusion.
Pero ayun. Ano pala ako? New era. Charot!
Naalala ko tuloy. Sa Amerika, yung eyebrows sharp. Well, not sharp. Kasi yung bagay sa mukha mo. Sa Korea, straight lang. Natural.
Ayaw, oo.
Parang kinapal lang yung kilay mo. Yun lang yun. Yun yung difference doon.
Yun. Tapos ayun, because of K-pop becoming more popular than around the world, parang it has also promoted Korean beauty standards around the world. Kaya madami ding mga bansa ang nagtatry na rin ng Korean makeup brands. That's why you can see so many Korean makeup brands virtually everywhere.
No, everywhere. And
Exhibit A, Philippines! Oh,
and actually, merong Korean brands na naglo-launch in America such as, okay, again, we're not sponsored, Kaja Beauty. May mga ganong likes. And there are instances na brands are following what the Korean brands have been doing, such as yung cushions, the BB cushion.
Ah, yes.
Sa Korea nang galing yun. Pero look at YSL, look at Chanel, look at Estee Lauder. Yung mga, I don't know yung ibang American brands, pero look at them. They also have BB cushions. And na imbes na before na ang standard when it comes to trends, it's American French. Now, they're following the trends of the Koreans.
Period.
Recently nga na uso yung tints, lip glosses, and glitters sa America. I was like, girl, they're really following what the Koreans are doing since day one.
Asian
excellence!
Pero ayun, parang it's showing then how the makeup industry is evolving. Mm-mm. And I also want to talk about the beauty industry in the Philippines, particularly how the K-beauty industry has affected it. Kasi sabi daw nung 2019, 59% of respondents in the Philippines, sabi sa survey ng Rakuten Insight, they said na they used Korean beauty products kasi mas effective daw and mas maganda yung results over other commercial beauty products. Diba? Mm-mm. Period. Kasi ito yung mga may snail oil, ay, snail cream.
Hindi ko rin gets yun, yung snail cream. Ay, yung mga Jeju oil.
Yung sa mata. Oo.
Jeju, ano yun? Aloe vera gel.
Yeah.
Yung mga ganun.
Feel ko kasi yung appeal din ng Korean beauty products, yung from nature. From aloe vera.
From Jeju.
From Jeju. 98% aloe vera. Pwede na ako mag-voice over. Charat! Pero ayun, parang dun nila, ganda yung pagmamarket nila.
Parang
eh,
they promote all organic. Na hindi ganun ka-prevalent here. Parang hindi siya na-branded here na, X brand has these has nature components, but they're not using the nature aesthetics of commercial. Whereas, like, what? Innisfree? Girl, puro, they're gonna say, like, aloe vera, we have aloe vera gel, 90% from Jeju Island, tapos yung aesthetics, green! Dahon!
Exactly! Oh my God!
Diba?
Kasi yung gumagamit pa sila ng K-pop idols to promote, eh di grabe talaga yung hatak na nila. Tapos sinahatak pa nila dito para magpansay.
At ang dami na budol dahil doon. Para sa...
Oo, Diyos ko, mama. Double digits of makeup. Five digits worth of makeup. Nakakaiyak, Lord. Ano bang ginagawa ko noon?
Naka 4 digits lang ako.
Y'all know this?
Y'all know.
Carrots, y'all know this?
Hindi nga yung simple things, yung sa EXO, yung mga freebies ng Nature Republic, mga ganun.
Ha-ah!
Kain na.
Grabe yung hatak nila. Pero yun nga, parang apart from the advertising, mas effective din daw, like, compared sa other brands.
Oh my God, I can't believe na biktima ako dito. For me, mas naano sa akin, yung mga Korean content creators, I'm not gonna say influencers, pero content creators, yung pinapakita nila on how they apply their makeup, na parang review na din. Sobrang nagalingan ako sa kanila na to the point na gusto ko rin bumili. Ganun ako na-impluensyahan. Tingnan mo nga, oh. Napabili ako ng, what, glitters? Because of this this one creator sa Instagram. Ang galing niya mag-apply. Parang simple sa kanya. Pero when I applied it, parang, oh, tsaka, super salamat na lang. I'm gonna use it for every day. Well, oh, nagamit ko naman. So, I'm not really losing here.
Oo. Tapos na yun, malaki na nga yung reach ng K-beauty sa Pilipinas kasi sa mga Pinoy, parang 25 to 50% of their skincare routine daw, puro K-beauty. Face mask!
Oh, yung serums!
Oo! Oh, oh.
Ano pa? Yung snail, eme-eme, ano pa? Yung eye cream?
Oo, may ganun. Pampabawas ng eye bag.
Oh!
Dami! Ang daming pa-eme ng Korean sunscreen. Beauty products na ano. Yun pa. Brightening.
Brightening, hindi whitening ha. Brightening.
Brightening.
Not whitening, brightening.
Ano bang difference?
Ano lang?
Pag napabrighten ka, you become brighter. Tumatalino.
Hindi, parang hindi ka, hindi, wala ka ng peklat sa mukha.
Ay, bongga.
From what I understand.
Sana all. May peklat ako eh. Sige nga. Naging live selling. Naging live ano.
Hindi to sponsored anyway, ha, guys.
Okay. Hindi to sponsored. Wala. Halos wala nga tayo nababanggit na brands eh. Pero ayun, anyway. Uh-oh. The Korean makeup industry has a very large impact on the global makeup industry. Mm-mm. In the Philippine makeup industry, kitang-kita mo, they're everywhere. They have standalone stores everywhere. And it's gonna continue growing.
Actually, dahil nga sa K-beauty, dun nagsistep up yung ano, Philippine makeup industry. Dahil napapansin ko, like, yun nga, yung sa Colorette, the color tints, sa,
yes, yung, human nature. Yung pag-ano sa natural kineso.
Happy skin, deals.
Like, I'm not saying it's explicitly Korean, uh-oh, pero like,
they know the trend.
Dahil sa pag-promote din. Oo, they know the trend.
Oo, so, ano pa?
More natural products, the better.
Philippine ta, as much as I don't, yung Sunny's Face, anami pa. Shit, andam, ano pa yun? Ano yun yung isa? So, it's, tingnan mo, sa sobrang nag-boom ang Philippine makeup industry thanks to K-beauty. I forgot na the list of the makeup brand. pero you can tell.
Gawa ka ng episode on ano, Filipino and Korean makeup industry. So I wanna hear more insights na anchored sa fashion.
Ayun.
Anyway,
pero you can tell.
Nag-iba yung tone ng conversation natin, naging semi-live.
Uh-oh.
Selling.
Semi-live selling.
Nakakaloka.
Pero gets ayun, nyo.
Parang, gets nyo. Parang, the beauty standards in Korea have become something na naging economic powerhouse. Diba? Parang it helped their economy. And it also opened the doors for the world to appreciate Korean beauty products. Mm-mm. But at the same time, di natin makakaila na yung mga beauty standards na to, mayroong negative effects in society. Mm-hmm. So, unang-una, kasama na rin dito yung culture of bullying,
mm-hmm,
in South Korea. When you're not typically beautiful,
mm-hmm,
diba? Parang kita natin to sa mga Korean dramas na napanood natin, like may ideas lang ng beauty, true beauty, diba? Mm-hmm.
This is me suppressing.
Naulol na po siya.
This is me suppressing my feelings for to beauty, pero one day.
Nakakagat po ng labi si Michi ngayon. She's trying to stop herself while
I'm suppressing it. Okay, but there will be an episode for Tributee.
Abangan na lang.
I have a lot to say. But anyway, when it comes to bullying, from my takeaway is that iba yung bullying sa Korea versus the other parts of the world. Pero bullying is still bullying. So in Korea, if you're being bullied, they're gonna mess you up emotionally, physically, and psychologically. And yeah, to the extent na the bullies are gonna see you as slaves. They're not gonna treat you as human beings. They're gonna see you as slaves, and they will not stop until you are completely broken. And one of the factors that bullying is prevalent because they've seen kids that they are, I hate this term, but they're not born within the standard of beauty. Na parang they are at the age na they are discovering who they are physically and, well, their upbringings. Pero it's so messed up when kids are bullying kids for being naturally different. Na hindi appealing.
Parang ang sad lang, no, na the culture of beauty is so ingrained deep into Korean society na even young children na wala pa talagang alam sa mundo, they propagate these ideals as well. And they use it to oppress other people
children
na a same age nila. Yeah. I mean, they are children, but they're also using those beauty standards as a weapon na parang, kasi pangit ka, ganyan-ganyan.
Mm-hmm. Bakit ang pangit mo? Oo. Kawawa na yung magiging jowa mo, single ka forever. Mm-hmm. Parang
bata pa lang sila. They're already promoting those kinds of standards. So what more when they grow up?
Ang hirap. Diba? Ang hirap.
Diba? Ang hirap. Ganun kalalim yung
bullying? Yung culture
ng... Ganun kalalim yung integration nung ideals na yun sa society nila. Mm-mm. Na even young children promote
it. Oo, in a bad way.
Yeah, in a very bad way. Mm-hmm. And apart from bullying, meron ding culture of colorism. Like we mentioned earlier, diba? Parang white skin is considered very good. And likewise, parang Korean makeup brands kind of promote colorism in a way. Mm-hmm. Na medyo subtle. Like, for example, I will not name the brand, but I got, I examined their BB creams and not one matched my skin tone. I was like...
And it's weird because they're expanding globally, diba?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so... what am I gonna do?
It's already weird for me. Now, you are planning to go global and you're not gonna release... Or you're not gonna widen your options for your potential market? That's like, what's the point of expanding?
Tapos yung isa pa, parang yung isang makeup brand nag-hold ng event, like live makeup event. Tapos kasama ko yung friend ko, tapos sabi daw, parang Korean skincare is very good for Filipino skin. Tapos pagkatapos niya mag-makeup, iba na yung kulay ng mukha niya. Ano parang yun? Iba? Very good. Iba, nag-bright... Nag-iba na yung skin tone ng mukha niya, as in way whiter than it was before.
Yeah. Kasi limited niya yung base colors.
Oo, limited. Parang subtle way of saying na you have to be white or you have to have a brighter skin tone. Something like that. And I'm like, okay, bahala kayo dyan. I will buy another brand.
Well, there's only one Korean brand I had in mind and they're adjusting to their target market. And it's... And it's Innisfree, I think. They have wide, well, not really wide, but they have fair to dark tones. That they have that.
And the dark tones are
for the
skin.
Yeah, for the foreign skin. Pero hindi pa siya available for the really dark ones. Yung kasi merong super dark skin, diba? Wala pa rin for that. But at least they tried. They tried, and sakto, madami, I'm not sure if madami bumili, but that is a good way to expand. Hindi yung bubukas ka ng bagong brand sa, SM Mega Mall na tapos yung skin tone mo, it's skin tone 1, skin tone 2, fair, beige, brow, or cream, na parang, ha?
Diba?
Hatog ka? Salamat na lang.
Diba? Anong gusto mo? Ako yung mag-a- skin tone ko yung mag-a-adjust sa'yo.
Nag-expand ka pa! Diba? Sayang pera diba? Mo dito.
Nakakaloka. E di, wag na lang. Ibang brand na lang yung mas
ano. Nandun tayo sa Fenty Korean. Beauty. Wag na tayo mag-Korean skincare foundation. Fenty Beauty.
Pagdating sa skin tone talaga. Ang foundation ko ngayon, L'Oreal. Hindi po to sponsored. Pero I like their, ano, yung fit thing.
Ah, oo. Well, unfortunately for me, hindi ako maka-foundation na person kasi I'm really oily. So, pulbo-pulbo lang.
Anyway, ayun, naging live selling na tapos. Itong episode na talaga, 50% live selling, 50% critique.
Oh.
Anyway, iyon. Parang colorism is very prevalent then when it comes to Korean society.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is also promulgated through those Korean brands that we are buying. So, you know, you don't have to have a brighter skin tone just to be beautiful.
Mm-mm. Just be you.
Yeah.
Just give us the confidence, honey. Mm-mm. Give it to us.
Period.
Anyway.
Tapos ito, mas serious na, I mean, the others are also serious, but this one has very serious tendencies din. So, may mental health impact yung Korean beauty standards na ito in the way that Korean women have become more critical of their body image and mas prone sila sa lower self-esteem and self-satisfaction compared to other women from other countries like the United States. So, dahil nga sa pagiging conscious sa body image na you have to look like this, you have to have this kind of face in order to be considered beautiful. Dahil dun sa mga strict standards, it's affecting how they are looking at themselves to the point na they're finding flaws in places na hindi naman talaga dapat napipintasan.
Mm-mm.
Diba? So, it makes them think na they will never be enough. And they will only be enough if they achieve those standards. And if they fail to, kasalanan pa rin nila. Parang ganun. So, they never achieve that notion na I can be beautiful in my own skin. I have to do this. I have to put on makeup. I have to get plastic surgery. Yung kailangan ko tong gawin para maging maganda ako at para ma-achieve ko yung mga kailangan kong gawin. So, it's very sad.
Mm.
Kasi, you know, this gives rise to depression and anxiety and self-hatred, insecurity.
Self-loathing na din. Ano, I kinda get that because I've been in that position before. So, it took me forever to parang tanggapin na lang what I have. And there are days na, well, not only me, pero everyone has their own days na they have issues with their self-esteem.
Mm-mm.
Pero it's still a lot of work. And
yeah,
it's a lot of work to acknowledge that the only way to get beautiful is accepting it. Accepting na you're beautiful for being you. And ano ba? Kasi ako ha, nung high school, I used to be one of those girls. Na parang, one of those girls na I don't like makeup, I prefer rock music, mga ganon. There's this realization hit me one time when my Filipino teacher, Filipino subjects, wala kaming ginagawa. And then she was like, parang gusto ko ayusin yung mukha mo to me. So she was like, so sinuklayan niya ako, pinulbuhan niya ako, and stuff. And that time, I was in a really bad place. Parang, I was being bullied and wala akong self-esteem. Tapos, when my teacher did that to me, parang yun yung tulong niya sa akin in a way, na dun nag-start yung pag-boost ng confidence ko na, okay, ganito talaga yung mukha ko, I'm gonna live with it na lang, ayusin ko na lang yung sarili ko. And it helped. So, if you were in my position, and the other women's position na they're struggling with their self-esteem, you'll be fine. You will get there eventually.
It really takes a lot of work. And if I may share then, parang when I was younger, parang na-ingrain sa akin yung thought na pangit ako. Kasi I used to get bullied for my hair. Kasi kulot talaga ako, like naturally curly. And when I was younger, I just kept it in a braid. Pero like, kita mo pa rin yung coils and everything. And like, I got bullied for it for like 6 years. Entirely, basically my entire elementary school life, more or less. Tapos parang growing up, ang hirap, parang it took me a lot of work to accept na parang hindi naman ako pangit. Iba lang talaga yung buhok ko. Parang naano lang sila dun sa notion na straight hair equals beautiful. Well, it's not actually the case. Parang I should accept na this is part of my charm, something like that. Kasi when I was in high school, I rebonded my hair. I had it rebonded every 6 months, you know, to adhere to that standard na kailangan straight hair para maganda. Tapos super saya ko nung na-rebond ako for the first time kasi shit, parang finally I'm free from that curly hair. Tapos napansin ko tumutubo pala siya ulit. Akala ko dati sa ends tumutubo. Nakakatawa, dito pala. Sobrang bobo ko nung bata ako. Pero anyway, parang ayun. Oh, sorry na. I was like 12. I didn't know.
Wait, 12 years old ka nagpa-ribbon?
Yeah.
Hoy!
Yeah, I was really young when I got rebonded for the
Hoy, di ko kaya yun. Every 6 months may maintenance. Oh my God.
Yeah. For like a couple of years until college. Tapos after college, I decided I don't want to do it na. I've been maintaining it. Just like a few weeks ago, just a background to our listeners. I took a brave step and had it like styled in the curly girl way. Na parang hindi na siya yung kulot na matitame mo. As in, siya na yung tipo ng kulot na, bala kayo dyan, kulot ako, wala akong paki sa inyo. Ganon!
Oh.
So it took me a lot of work to reach this point. And I think nakatulong din yung pagkakaroon ng environment na very accepting na, you know, you are beautiful in your own skin, something like that. But you know, in Korea, it's not like that. Like sometimes, parang kahit na you're putting on some work in yourself, na maganda ka kahit hindi ka nag-a-adhere sa standards, the society is still very much focused on the standards. Kaya ang hirap mag-put on that work, diba?
So, parang dinadala mo na. Dinadala mo na. Parang may baggage na hindi dapat baggage in the first
place. Yeah, exactly. Parang every day of your life, you're exposed to these ideas, you're exposed to these ads, you're exposed to these people na parang saying, oh my God, she's so beautiful, she should be something like that. Parang you're exposed to every person in the world commenting on every aspect of a woman's appearance. Kahit na di naman nila kakilala yung mga celebrities na she should wear more clothes like this. She should have her hair straightened. She should cut her hair. Something like that. You know ba? Continuing from the conversation I had last time, na sobrang pakialame pa talaga ng netizens. Part 2 of my rage quit moment. Pero parang yon.
Also, share ko lang. Nakalimutan ko yung mention. Pero the only time na start akong really getting into makeup was nung actually senior year ng college kasi it was a decision na parang gusto ko mag-start mag-makeup ng sarili ko. It was for yung misa before the graduation day.
Baccalaureate.
Yeah, the baccalaureate. Parang decided na ako, alright, screw it, I'm gonna learn makeup.
And now you're here!
And I'm here! Nabudol, mabilis, mabudol. And, yun, starting to accept my, parang exploring how I see myself as beautiful. Yeah, period!
Go, period! Y'all are beautiful.
Yung tipong, everyday, pag lumalabas ang bahay, nakaglito yung eyeshadow ko and everything. So, please don't act surprised. That's just how I deal with things.
Yeah, period. Ang ganda though, glittery. You're shining. Anyway, continuing here sa beauty standards in South Korea, there was actually a movement that started in around 2017 or 2018 nung kasagsagan ng Me Too movement in South Korea. It's called Escape the Corset Movement. Mm-hmm. So during this movement, women who were really committing to makeup, like they used to buy thousands of pesos worth of makeup in 1 month. Mm. Yung may YouTube channel sila for makeovers, they threw away their makeup and they said na parang they don't want to adhere to these standards anymore kasi it's too liberating for them. And I can understand their sentiments. Mm-mm. Kasi parang being beautiful or being pretty in Korea is not just a form of self-expression. Some people may view it as a form of self-expression, but for some people there, it is a tool for the patriarchal society to control women's ideals. Mm-hmm. Na parang it's yung makeup doon, hindi na siya paraan for women to be beautiful or to express themselves. It's not a way for them to become confident anymore. It's now something that ano ba yun? Ano yung word na yun? Parang dinadaganan na sila na kasi kailangan nilang gawin to para matanggap sila ng lipunan. Kailangan nilang gawin to para...
Oh, there's some complacent.
Yes.
They have to be complicit, diba?
Yes, they have to be complicit to the standards in order to, you know, get opportunities, in order to survive, in order to, yun nga, yung sinasabi ko kanina na self-preservation.
Mm-mm.
Thing. So, gusto nilang baguhin yung standards. Sabi nga ni Hwasa, diba? If I'm not the standard, then I will be standard. The new standard. That was a very brave move. Kasi the Korean beauty standards have been around for so many years. Mm. And it has led many women to question themselves and their beauty.
Mm-mm.
And it has led many women to, you know, do things na hindi naman talaga nila gusto. Mm-mm. And the Escape the Corset movement is aimed at liberating women from the notion that they have to be pretty all the time. Kasi being pretty is considered to be like, in Korean society, it's considered to be a must. Mm. So if you're not pretty, you're not being a woman. You're not being a proper woman.
You're not ladylike, daw.
Yeah, exactly.
When,
parang something in reality, like that.
The women who are partaking in this movement, they are the women who are tired of it, diba? Mm. They're sick of it.
They're tired of having to adhere to these standards all the time. Tayo rin naman eh, parang everyday na lang parang nasasabihin na ayusin mo yung ano mo, ang taba-taba mo na, yung mga ganun. Parang nakakapagod na marinig yung mga unsolicited statements na to sa mga tao around us. Even from people na hindi naman natin kamag-anak, pinapakialaman tayo. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung isang famous na nangyari dito, may isang YouTuber, her name is Lian Bae, I think. Mm-hmm. Lina or Lian? Let me check.
Lina Bae.
Lina Bae, yes. She was a YouTube star na makeup yung focus niya. Tapos, like, she used to do, like, makeovers on her channel. Tapos, there was this one episode sa YouTube channel niya na she removed everything.
Mm-mm.
Because she decided na, parang yung makeup kasi, it has become a must.
Mm-mm.
Hindi, parang kapag di ka nag-makeup, hindi ka na, di dapat ganyan. Di ka pwedeng hindi mag-makeup. Mm. So, they had to free themselves from that notion.
Mm. And parang they have to promote na makeup is just an option, not a must.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. So, that is the center of the Free the Corset or Escape the Corset movement. Kasi, you know, the corset in British society, parang it's something that restricted women's breathing.
Actually, French.
In order for their
French
breasts. French women and British women. European societies.
Mm-mm.
So, it's a way for women in medieval European societies to have their bosoms na mas angat, parang mas litaw yung boobies,
lifted.
Mas litaw yung S-line, yes. So, ganun. Parang it's a way for them to be prettier.
Pero yung waist, cinched, snatched, maliit, pero nahirapan kang huminga. Parang yun yung standard that time. So, it's like metaphor. For South Korea, well, if French has corset, South Korea has makeup. So, in a sense na they want to remove this or they want to escape the logic that doing makeup it's a must, that they want to prove that makeup is an option.
So you have to understand, guys, na iba yung notion ng beauty sa Korean society. And syempre, iba rin sa Filipino society. Mm-hmm. So, what we're doing here is understanding why and applying siguro principles of beauty theory, principles of patriarchal, principles of feminist theory to their society. Uh-huh. And yun yung nakikita naming themes. And it does not apply to all societies kasi nga, parang in other cultures, makeup is a form of self-expression. It's a way of boosting one's confidence. It's a way of, you know, being more confident in your own skin. Mm-hmm. Parang you're doing work on yourself while doing it. Pero at the same time, it's not required. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it to be accepted. Mm-hmm. Do it when you feel comfortable doing it. Do it when you love it. Don't do it when you feel like it's already limiting your potential as a person. Because babae ka, hindi ka lang work of art, hindi ka lang pinagmamasdan, hindi ka lang mukha. You are a person.
And you need to understand you are your own person with or without makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, try not to let society's ideals dictate how you should live your life. Because you should be the one to decide that. Madami ka dapat options and you should be able to choose from those options. Hindi yung isang option lang yung ibabato sa'yo tapos yun na dapat yung gagawin mo. It shouldn't be like that for us.
And if people are questioning your choice of not putting makeup, then screw that.
Yeah,
you are proving the point from not complying at all. As much as the discussion is focusing on the Korean beauty standards, I hope lang na ang takeaway dito is there are majority of these things have been applied to, not us hosts individually, pero syempre na experience din siguro sa inyo mga listeners na especially here na the Philippines is also is a patriarchal society, diba? So as much as the societies are different, these things can happen to you if their position or you've given yourself time to see yourself in their positions. Ganon. So, I guess, ang gusto ko lang dito is have empathy na lang. As much as sobrang messed up majority of the things that we have mentioned, give empathy na lang to those who are, going through it. Intindihin niyo na lang sila na these are happening and they're doing a lot of things for their own self, for their own sanity na din, and then for their own comfort and coping na din. Ayun.
But it really takes bravery. Okay. So, let us now announce yung inaabangan ng ibang tao.
So, if this is your first time listening to this episode, we had a giveaway during the Chinese New Year weekend, I think. It's the BTS's Dynamite vinyl and cassette. So, we have one winner for the vinyl and one winner for the cassette. Prior to this recording, we already done the roulette. So, we will upload the selection of winners along with the release of this episode. So, the winner of the Dynamite vinyl, it's at Tay Cocktail. And the winner of the Dynamite cassette, it's Angel Jane 07-21.
Yes! Congratulations!
Napastop ako kasi baka I pronounce your usernames wrong. So, we will send you a DM just to get your prizes. Thank you sa lahat na mga sumali sa giveaways namin. And there will be more giveaways in the future. And syempre, more things coming in the future. Diba? Ang dami pa sabit yung season na to.
the most madaming pasabog na season yet. Daming sinabi. Anyway, ayun, congratulations sa lahat ng nanalo. And remember, lahat kayo, lahat tayo ay maganda, lahat tayo ay babae, at lahat tayo ay may silbi sa mundo ito.
You're not.
So let's get let's it! Get Laban it. Lang tayo,
let's
mga
me.
Let's get
it! Bust it! Bust it!
So, kami ang mga inyong mga kasama sa The Kimbop Show. So, our podcast is available on Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pocket Casts, and all other streaming platforms.
Yes, follow us on our social media, specifically on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. The username is @TheKimbopShow.
And if gusto niyo mag-share ng hanash sa episode na to, if gusto niyo mag-share ng experiences, or kung gusto niyo mag-give ng quick shout-out sa amin, pwede kayong dumaan sa Curious Cat namin sa @TheKimbopShow. At pwede rin kayong sumali sa aming Telegram channel na t.me/KimbopShow.
Also, remind ko lang pala, number one, weekly na po ang The Kimbop Show.
Yes!
Number two, hanggang September na po ang voters registration. So please, please, please do so if wala pa. Gusto niyo ba mapag-giveaway kami? para mag-register kayo? Charot! Pwede ba yun? Gusto niyo ba? Anyway, jokes aside, please, please, if you haven't, please register. Until September na lang po siya, guys.
Alisin natin ang mga bahid ng patriarchal, feudal, fucking shit system sa Pilipinas. At let's make way for more accountable, more responsible leaders.
Period!
So,
this has been your really sweaty, pero gusto yun ng glitter life na tita na si Michi.
This is your morenang tita na minsan mahilig sa skincare, minsan mahilig sa glitters na si Ayla.
And on behalf of Tita Z,
we will see you next time.
And next time, tumanayo!
Bye! Happy Women's Month.
Women's Month! Women!